Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
888-808-1019 is your number to call. Dove Pete across the way. Malvern, we go. Kick it off the 1 o'clock hour. It's Sonny. What's going on, Sonny?
Hey, Moose. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, Sonny. Thanks for making the call. What's on your mind, bud?
Thanks. Four quick things. First of all, I love Phillip Rivers. Always have. I love his competitiveness. It's amazing that he's able to get the ball to his receivers with that technique he has, that form, that shot put, you know, form like Bolding or said. I mean, I know he can't throw the ball 40 yards down the field anymore, but just the fact that he still can throw the out pass and the seam route is unbelievable if you think about it. It's so weird, his technique.
Oh, it's fun to watch. I mean, yeah. It just is. I mean, to watch a guy step off, and you know, he's got grandkids, coaching high school football, retired 5 years to step in, and even to be able to hold up physically for two games, it's just great. And I do miss him. I miss his fieriness, his feistiness, the trash talk. He was just a fun player to watch when he was in his prime with the Chargers.
It's amazing if the things were flipped, if Eli, stayed with the Chargers and he went to the Giants, it's interesting, but that you'll never know. Anyway, as far as the Jets, listen, Moose, I really think that, I'm a Giant fan, but Jets I like also. I think the Jets would be better suited not giving up so much draft capital and waiting and picking Simpson. Simpson, as you know, I'm an Alabama guy. I think Simpson is just as good, if not better, than Mendoza. Mendoza is not, Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning coming out of college. I mean, he's not the greatest, quarterback to win Heisman here. And I think that would be the wise choice. Simpson can make every throw. He can make that great intermediate throw, which is behind the linebacker in front of the safety. He changes and makes adjustments pre-snap at the line of scrimmage, which I don't see Mendoza doing. I think that'd be the better.
Well, it just depends on my evaluation of Mendoza. That's where,
Do you like him? Do you like him?
I do. I think you need to see a little bit more.
I don't love the guy. You don't love him.
No, I get it. I do. But I think it depends on what my for all these teams. You don't convince yourself about a quarterback. The quarterback convinces you. I understand you're in a position of need. If you don't love Mendoza, then I agree with you. You punt. You live to fight another day, or you do what. Connor Hughes talked about on SNY, a couple of days ago, where, you draft a guy in the second or third round, give that individual an opportunity, and then see exactly what you have for a year. If not, it doesn't work. They prove that individual proves that they're not the answer. Then you address the quarterback position in the next draft. So it really depends on, you got to let the scouting kind of lead the way. And you got to see exactly what you feel as an organization. And you can't fall into the trap of drafting a quarterback or convincing yourself about a quarterback because you need a quarterback. The quarterback has got to lead the way as a prospect.
I agree. And if they do that homework, like I said before, I think Simpson's the guy. Anyway, two other things really quick. The Giants, I think the problem with the Giants coaching search is that perfect coach that me and you are looking for, most Giant fans are not there, disciplinarian and the winning percentage resume. And the last thing is Purdy. Do you think it's fair that the criticism he gets for being a system quarterback, do you think he would be able to be a good quarterback, saying at Buffalo or Chicago, where those quarterbacks are basically seems like they're doing everything? Josh Allen, Caleb Williams.
Well, I just think they're different quarterbacks. Was Joe Montana a West Coast Bill Walsh system quarterback?
Yeah, of course, Joe Montana. They put him into that.
It worked, right? Perfect. Didn't have the biggest arm in the world. It worked. And Montana, obviously, 4-0 in Super Bowls. And, before Brady was the greatest quarterback of all time, right? So I know there's the inherent knock when you're looking at Brock Purdy because then you're limiting him. Is he physically as gifted as Josh Allen? Is he physically as gifted as Patrick Mahomes? No, but you can win. I mean, ultimately, his pass last night I think it was his fourth touchdown pass of the night to Juwan Jennings, where he recognized that Christian McCaffrey was bracketed in coverage, and that's where he was going to go with the football, and then threw a beautiful pass over the shoulder for the touchdown, front corner, right end zone. It was a thing of beauty. I mean, it just was. So, like, people, like, we all get into the NFL draft and scouting quarterbacks and looking at quarterbacks, and people are like, well, how could he be this good and, you know, be drafted where he was coming out of Iowa State? Well, it happens. And sometimes guys go out there and slip through the cracks, and it is to his great benefit that he also landed with the coaching staff that has a great understanding of how to handle quarterbacks and put those quarterbacks in a position to be successful. Not putting them in a position to fail. So there are attributes to Purdy. Throws a very catchable football, remarkably accurate. When he needs to run, he can do so. He's not as athletically gifted as a number of quarterbacks in the National Football League, but doesn't mean it. You know, can he go out there and throw through a 30-mile-an-hour wind? No. I mean, there are limitations to what he can do, but ultimately you win. And, you know, if you're a quarterback looking to kind of find yourself once again, the place to go would be the backup quarterback in San Francisco.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Or be the backup quarterback in Minnesota. Like, one of those two. I mean, but if you're the backup quarterback in the Minnesota, you might eventually be the starting quarterback because of where McCarthy is in his development. But those are two programs you want to learn because you want to learn from it. Daniel Jones talked about it was just a night and day difference in terms of the work off the field when he got to Minnesota as compared to, and I understand people are going to look at it as a knock on the Giants, but, you know, did his due diligence, and he needed a change of scenery. And then put himself in a spot this year where he initially had success, knew he was going to beat out Anthony Richardson, didn't know, but had a good chance of beating out Anthony Richardson due to some of the limitations there in his development as a quarterback, and landed with Steichen before he ruptured his Achilles, was having, you know, a good year. Had taken a step back previous 3 weeks, but, you know, was resurgent and had a great nickname, Indiana Jones. Harvey, Dix Hill's up next to the fan. What's going on, Harvey?
Hi, Mark. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Harvey. What's on your mind, buddy?
Nothing much. A few things. I want to talk about Jackson Dart. You were absolutely right about Justin Fields. Do you remember that? You said you didn't like him, and 100%. But I was 100% on Jackson Dart. Okay, and he's exactly what he was at Mississippi. I believe that he is the best of the rookie quarterbacks. As it turns out, I'm very happy about that. As you absolutely know, everybody wanted to trade up to all their draft capital to get Cam Ward. And even though I think Cam Ward's going to be a good quarterback, I just hope the Giants don't ruin him. You know, it's a bad team. And which leads me to, who is his tutor, by the way? Do you know now? You know, I'm not fond of firing coaches in mid-year, by the way. You asked me once, would you fire Shane or Dable? And I said, I would rather fire Shane than Dable. And Dable was his mentor. Does he have a mentor now, do you know?
Does Jackson Dart have a mentor?
Yes. Who was the quarterback?
Well, I think Jameis Winston. I think the quarterback coach has played a role.
He's using him as his mentor? Okay, I hope so. He needs one. In any case,
well, Russell Wilson, Winston. I mean, I think, but Dart's talked about that. I'm not breaking any news. He's talked about the veterans in the in that quarterback room.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, that's great. That's really great. The other thing is one of the problems. Your kids play sports. I know they do. Okay,
yeah.
I don't think they play football.
No.
But the what I told Tiki on the post game show, the Giants, you know, what I resent are NFL receivers dropping catchable balls, okay? And I go back to my junior high days in seventh grade. They put a rubber band around my hand. This is how you secure the ball. They catch with their bodies. It doesn't matter whether it's Theo Johnson or Slayton, incredibly, even Robinson. That's affected Dart. A lot of balls that should have been caught, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. Yeah, it's frustrating.
Very frustrating.
You know, but Darius Slayton had an issue with his hands coming out of Auburn.
Absolutely.
Initially, and he's got an issue now in the National Football League. You look at Theo Johnson, the one on Sunday, he didn't want to get hit.
I think so. Really? No kidding. Wow.
Well, look at, I mean, he gave you a little alligator arms, as they would say, with the safety coming over. So, you know, but he's been, I mean, Dart's been done in by drops with Theo Johnson as well. So I don't disagree. He's an athletic freak at 6'6". There's no doubt. Could play the position at tight end. There's a lot to like about him. But he's got to get his hands in order.
I'll teach him how to catch a ball. I mean, as I told you, I learned that in seventh grade, for God's sake. We don't have the skills that they have. And the other thing about safety in football.
Now, what did you do in seventh grade? You wrapped rubber bands around your hands?
Yeah, he put a rubber band around my wrist and said, this is how you secure a ball. You secure first before you run. You do not run and then secure the ball. And that's a technique I learned. I don't remember ever dropping a ball, Mark. I really don't.
Never.
Yeah.
Your entire football career, you never dropped a football?
I'm sure I did, but I don't want to remember it, Mark. As a matter of fact, if we did, my coach gave us laps. I told that to Tiki. I said, he'd give us 10 laps, and he said, oh, they give you more. But anyway, safety in football. You know, I was the first to talk about upgraded football helmets. It was got to be 20 years ago in the CT when CTE was starting. And the bottom line is that there was a Zenith and the Revolutionary helmet, I remember. And that now, for example, they have Guardian caps that they're using in kids. And I don't understand why. And I read the data, and it's kind of sketchy, but there is some evidence that it can decrease concussions. You know, Tiki thinks that it's the matter of how they're tackled, et cetera, et cetera. But it's so cheap. It's like $80 on Amazon. And I don't know why the NFL doesn't go mandate these things, because there is some evidence that it does decrease concussions, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Harvey, and I don't know about that evidence. I believe you. I'll believe you when you say, I'll believe you, having being in the medical field, being the doctor that you are, that is indeed the case. I can't tell you why the NFL doesn't mandate it across the sport. And guys have chosen to wear it, some have not, in terms of the Guardian caps. But it's unfortunately, when you look at the NFL, it's inherently violent. The helmets, in terms of the structure of the helmet, not necessarily changing, and concussions, unfortunately, are not going to go away. The now, in terms of the proactive moves for the National Football League, is how do you handle players? And we've seen that significantly changed to the positive in a good way over the last 5 to 10 years. Justin in Dobbs Ferry is up next to the fan. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's going on? Just looking at over these next 2 weeks with the Raiders, played well against the Houston Texans. And if the Giants lose to them, do you see a scenario where Dallas last week of the season, Dallas just like puts in the backups, puts in the scrubs, screwed the Giants out of the first pick?
I don't know. I mean, we're getting to the last week. I mean, it might not matter. I mean, Justin, Geno Smith, I asked Pete who's starting this week. It's going to be Geno Smith back at quarterback for the Raiders. So maybe they give you another.
Oh, they should be. They should be favored. They scored 3 touchdowns against the against the Texans, which is the best defense in the league. The Giants couldn't even get 33 yards. If you're going to play like that, like Dart, just put Russell Wilson in and do what he does best, is lose for us.
Yeah, so you're concerned that the Giants, so you're in the camp of I'm rooting for the team to lose.
Oh, 100%. I want them to score 30 points and lose. And what's the point of winning 2 games and going down to the 7th pick right now?
Right. If the Giants are in a position going into that last week against Dallas, you're concerned that the Cowboys then would have the reverse revenge on the Giants, bench everybody, and the Giants find a way to win.
Yep, 100%.
Just like they
did against the Eagles like two years ago. I mean,
who was the quarterback? Nate Sudfeld that started for the Eagles. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like a scenario where if I was in the the Giants and then the Dallas was there, I wouldn't want to do everything to help them get the first pick. Would you?
No, I get it, Justin. I don't know if you know. I understand the concern, and the Giant fan is. I've lived through it. I've dealt with it for the better part of 4 months here. You know, just finish it off, right? I mean, and you know, just you know, it's been a lot of losing. They're riding another 9-game losing streak. They're in place to have the number one overall pick. At least let there be some benefit to this year of Giant football, where you end up with the number one overall pick, and then you hope about five teams fall in love with Mendoza, and then you mortgage that number one pick for more picks. Because, like I say, nobody likes draft capital more than the NFL fan. 117, Malusis with you, 888-808-1019. The show is brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.